Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody. My microphone is less hot than, let's say, this guest's microphone, which is slightly hotter. This one is just right. So can we make this one hot as this one? I think we did. Thank you very much. There was a lot of mic checks going on tonight because later tonight, my friends at Witstream are doing a show here at UCB, and It's going to be on the internet live as it's happening. Of course, this podcast won't plop until Friday, so everyone listening to the podcast is like, who gives a shit what you're talking about right now? My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, and that was Garfunkel and Oates at the beginning of the show with a holiday. Yeah, give it up for them. They're not here. That was the pre-recorded holiday version of the theme song, and I think they did a very nice job. Kate McCucci and Ricky Lindholm, and their Garfunkel Oates on Twitter if you want to follow them, and their version of the theme song will be playing all this month, the rest of this month, and next. It's November 23rd, 2010, and we're coming to you from the aforementioned UCB Theater in front of a live audience. I don't see any name tags tonight. What's up with that? No name tags? Weird. All right. We'll see what happens when we get to the Leonard Maltin game. I did the Leonard Maltin game on the Kevin Pollak chat show a couple days ago, and you could still download and listen to or look at that, or both. You could listen and look, and that was a lot of fun. I won't spoil it if you haven't heard it yet, but Leonard Maltin didn't win again. He never wins at the game that's named after him. He's like, my mind doesn't think that way. And my mind doesn't think that way either. I'm glad I'm not playing. There's, the day this plops, I want to say, be very clear that there's no Benson interruption on Comedy Central on that particular night because it's Thanksgiving weekend, Black Friday. People, after a whole day of avoiding black people, they don't want to. That's what the day's about, right? No. At the end of a day of shopping, that's so weird. Call it black. Okay, but at the end of a day of shopping, people can't handle the interruption. There's two people talking at once. It's too much. So people are tired. They're like, "Quit all! I can't stand all the talking. I want mime entertainment." Speaking of which, December 3rd, that's when we're back, and Michael Ian Black does some amazing mime in that episode, and Thomas Lennon moves around a lot, and Andy Daly is pretty still. And those are the three comics that are going to be on December 3rd at midnight, and I'll remind you again next week. If you're in L.A. this weekend, come down to the Improv on Melrose Boulevard, either tonight, Friday, November 26th, or tomorrow, November 27th, for some great shows with some great guests. Tom Lennon has promised to come by, another person who's super famous, a lady who's quite famous, friends of mine, who a couple of them didn't get a chance to do the interruption this run, are going to be coming by, three fun-filled shows, one on Friday, two on Saturday, and I'm going to interrupt some people, maybe play Leonard Maltin, who knows what's going to happen. So come to that. I'll be at Hyenas in Fort Worth, December 3 through 4, and the one in Dallas on December 5, Tampa Improv, December 9 through 12, and there's a special Marijuana Logs performance at the Gramercy Theater in New York City at 4:20 on December 18th. LiveNation.com is where you can go to get tickets for that. Now, every year, Comedy Death Ray does a charity holiday auction for the L.A. Food Bank, and this year is no exception. Starting on November 29th, you can go see what's up for auction at ComedyDeathRay.com, and the bidding goes from December 2 through 12. And I will tell you right now that last year, I donated a guest appearance on this very podcast, and I'd like to bring back the winner of that auction to talk a little bit about this year's auction. Please welcome entertainment lawyer Larry Zerner, everybody. People are excited, Larry. My other two guests I'll bring out in a second. If you're back there, hang on just a second. I should have told them backstage that they weren't all coming out at the top.
You should have.
Because I want to Zernerate the audience for a second. I want to get the audience up to speed on Larry Zerner and what's so great about him. How much did you bid last year?
$845.
Yes. And then how much did you ultimately donate to the LA Food Bank?
And then I gave another $1,000.
Yeah. So 18, whatever.
$1,845.
And, but I matched the 800, right?
Right.
And then, so that's what I'm going to do again this year, is the same thing is going to be up for auction. Be a guest on Doug Loves Movies. And tell everybody about your experience last year, Larry.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast.
Okay, that's enough. That was so boring. Oh, my God. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was, well,
didn't mean to interrupt. That's what I do.
I got to pick the...
There's some name tags.
I got to pick the comics. So
Larry was involved in picking the comics. He's already saying he got to pick them. It wasn't absolutely up to him. His top choice was George Carlin, who is dead. And I just don't... I don't try to pull that kind of witchy kind of shit. I didn't want to turn the show into a seance.
And then I went...
We're from Beyond the Grave. We're here. Fuck, shit, piss, cunt. Those are four of the seven words. You could say piss now, though.
You can.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
And then I went with the comics I most wanted to sleep with. And then I asked for Posehn, and you said no.
I didn't say no. Brian did, because I said, this guy, Larry Zerner, wants to fuck you. And Brian was like, I'm going to stay here in the valley tonight. But the guests ended up being two comics that you do admire and had mentioned to me, Maria Bamford and Aziz Ansari.
Right,
and we did a real show. You thought you might show up and I'd just be like, here's the winner. And you'd go like, eh, and then I'd throw you out.
Right.
But you participated in the whole thing.
Right.
Got to hang out backstage with everybody.
Right.
The Comedy Death Ray comics came in, so you met a bunch of them after we were done.
Right.
It was probably the best night of your life.
Probably.
And now you're back for more. Now, I'm not saying the winner this year is going to become a recurring guest and frequent person in my life like Larry has become. Not everyone is as lovable and interesting as Larry is, so take your chances on that. But the other thing I'm going to auction off this year, Larry, and this is kind of scaring me that I've committed to this, is I will go see a movie with a person. And...
Right?
With any luck at all, the top bidder will live here in L.A. and I just have to go to the Arclight or something. But if the top bidder is outside of the state or the city of Los Angeles or the state of California, I will travel to that person and go see a movie with them at my own expense. I won't even ask to sleep on your futon if you win. So I'm going to bring cameras because I'm creating a whole catfish kind of situation. but I hope to come back from that experience alive, and You'll get to pick the movie, and since you donated hopefully a lot of money, you'll also, you know, get to watch me pay for you to get in. That's a really weird way of phrasing that. I can't read my own writing, so I think I explained it all. Yeah, so Larry's back on again, and we're excited to have him again, and I also have two great guests for Larry to participate with tonight. And participate with. You could see them both soon on the Benson Interruption. Over. Please welcome my hilarious friends Tig Notaro and Greg Proops. Come on in, you guys. Hey, Greg, just say everything into the microphone. There you go.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Hi, Greg.
So you picked Maria and who?
Aziz.
Oh. Aziz Ansari.
But he didn't pick us.
I think, don't leave. I think you were on the list, but you were busy.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
We can still get together if you want.
I'm cool. Thank you for having us.
Larry really wanted you to, and his dream has finally come true. Because he was stuck with Aziz and Maria last time. And I wanted to recreate the experience because Aziz goes to a lot of movies, knows a lot about movies, like Greg Proops. And Maria, not unlike Tig, does not pay attention to motion pictures.
Or anything.
Well, Maria pays attention to, you know, what's good to buy at Target. Her commercials are hilarious, by the way. But Tig, have you seen a motion picture since the last time you and I have spoken?
You know, after I got out of my car and I was walking here, I was more like, oh, I wanted to get here on time. And then I was like, oh my God, have I seen a movie since we were in Austin? And I think I watched one on silent on a plane. Like I
on
didn't,
silent, you put the headphones on and then muted it.
It
was just on a plane.
Right.
And you didn't bother to put on the headphones.
Exactly.
What movie was that?
I don't remember.
I don't know why it didn't make an impact.
I remember
old days of silent film.
I remember following it and feeling like, oh, I get it. Okay, things are going well for them now. Oh, okay, they're shopping and they're flirting.
Oh, so okay. It's a rom-com.
I think what's her name was in it.
Yes. Yeah. She's good.
She's really good.
What's his nuts there too?
I think old what's his nuts did make an appearance.
Was the older fellow in it that played the dad?
No, but the guy that looks like him.
That guy.
He's in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Larry, do you have any guesses?
On what movie she saw?
Yeah. You could ask her a question if you want.
Was it The Exorcist?
Good question. That eliminates a whole genre right off the bat.
I don't think.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on a flight, we're going to be playing a classic.
That would be awesome.
Another sex cocks in hell. Oh, that's the same thing TSA was saying to me 30 minutes ago. Or I was saying to them, I should have said.
That was the part where it's like, oh, this is where they're flirting.
He's really turning her head around.
He got into her pants.
Jamming a crucifix into her cooch.
Yeah,
what?
He got into her pants.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Larry, it's quiet time for you. Now... Oh, it's so much fun. See what fun Larry's having, listeners.
I love that The Exorcist has flirtation in it. That's a new take on that movie.
Yeah.
I thought straight up, you know, Catholicism, but I guess it was a little bit flirty if you think about it. If I went into a room and a girl flew around the room and landed on her bed upside down, I'd be like, okay. That's an invitation.
Yeah. If she pushed you down a staircase and you broke your neck, you'd be like, she got my attention.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, Greg and Tig.
We came together.
You carpooled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your episode of The Benson Interruption...
is together.
Is on December 10th, probably.
We've been doing.
I can't guarantee anything.
We've been doing everything together since.
You just hang out together?
Yeah,
since
then? Yeah.
But Brian Posehn is on that episode too, and he couldn't be here tonight because he didn't want to be. And
we haven't been excluding him on purpose. He's just been busy.
Yeah, he's got stuff to do. He's got a little. He's got a little kid, and I don't know what else.
I've never bought that, but yeah.
He does. Kid's name's Rhodes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. I can't wait till someday when the kid's a little older. Someday. I want to watch Back to the Future with him. And at the very end, just give him a look when Christopher Lloyd says, we don't need Rhodes. Yeah. So... Have you been to the motion pictures lately, Greg, or seen one on a plane or Netflix or something?
Yes, I watched one with the sound off on a plane last week. The one with Robert Duvall and Bill Murray.
Get low.
I don't know what the plot is. I couldn't figure it out from the whole movie without listening. And then the week before that, I watched... Robert Duvall has a beard, and then he gets shaved, and then he goes into town, and then he's a little cleaner, so I assume something happened.
I haven't seen it, but I can tell you what it's about.
How about, what, 2 hours?
Yeah. No, it's about Robert Duvall plays an old guy who decides to have his own funeral while he's still alive and can appreciate it. Now it makes sense, right?
No, but it made more sense. You know what I mean? Because the blowing into town and acting all crotchety and weird, and then they try to... I got that they were trying to discover what his motive was. Then I saw an Angelina Jolie one called Salt.
Yeah, what was her motive?
Wow. I don't know if anyone's seen this one, but it's pretty wild. Apparently the Cold War's still on, and a horrible plot accident occurred right before the movie was made. And she's a Russian triple agent, and I lost interest when Liev Schreiber yelled. And that was I watched the whole thing, and like all movies on planes, I fell asleep right before the end, and then I woke up as the credits were rolling, but it didn't matter because I figured it out. I must have seen 20 movies that way. Especially when all the Ben Affleck movies were on the planes. The Paycheck. He made an action
StubHub
movie.
He made a movie called StubHub.
How can you make an action
movie? They're not advertisers of this podcast.
An action movie can't be called Salt or Paycheck. Shouldn't it be called, you know, The Boom That Goes Yeah or whatever, or, you know, right? Shouldn't it be called, you know, Knives All Night? You know,
yeah, you can't have like a movie like that and call it Good Friends.
Right. Salt and Paycheck. You got to be joking.
You know what? I think the movie I saw was with Drew Barrymore.
Going the distance?
No, where she's on roller skates.
Oh,
Or no, she wasn't on roller skates.
Everyone said the real answer before I could do my joke answer.
She wasn't.
Do the joke
answer. You were like on roller skates. I wanted to go, but then there's no...
Snow White.
Is there a serious Drew Barrymore movie?
She's not even serious in one that, ever? Is she?
Because that would have been funny. If she was in like Schindler's List, it would be funny to go, roller skates? Oh, yeah, Schindler's List.
What was the bitchin' one she was in where there were four girl gunfighters? Wasn't she in that one?
Oh, yeah, Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
Yeah, yeah, with Madeline...
That's good
Madeline
movie.
Stowe.
Madeline Stowe.
For the longest time, I told people, I'm running to the Madeline Stowe. Do you need anything? So... Gosh, we're already almost out of time. This is crazy how fast it goes, and it's also crazy that one guy laughed at that. He's out of time. Time, it's crazy. I can't believe it. Maybe he thought I was being sarcastic. But I did have something I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, falling asleep in movies. I do it routinely, so the person who wins the auction, I'm going to tell you right now, I will fall asleep if you pick a boring movie. I will fall asleep, but when I wake up a few minutes later, I won't say, what did I miss? Because I'm sleeping because the movie is boring. I'm not one of those people that wakes up and goes, oh, I got to know every detail of when I was asleep. No, I wake up and go, oh, shit, it's still going on. Let me try to go back to sleep. So that's what you're going to have to deal with if you go with me to the movies. Especially if
I don't blame you.
If it's supposed to be scary, that really puts me to sleep.
Right.
I couldn't stay
awake.
Scary
puts you to sleep?
Yeah, because it's always just like, here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. And I'm like, oh, this person is either going to die violently, or it's going to be a near miss, or they're going to find the cat and go back. Whatever it is, I don't give a shit. I've seen every variation, and it is boring to wait for it.
I love like, that.
A scary movie should be nonstop crazy shit happening.
I just love that that's the horror film to you is, here, kitty, kitty.
Yeah.
They always go back for the fucking cat. Like,
I thought you were
it's
gonna,
either a horror film or something's on fire.
I thought you were going to say that you fall asleep, like, where you're watching, you're like, oh my God!
Oh yeah, I have, like you're I have so scared apnea or something. Yeah.
Scared apnea.
I don't mean to throw around a lot of medical jargon. In front of the smartest man in the world, have you guys been to, on an occasional Wednesday night at Bar Lubitsch?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, so tomorrow night, for everyone that's here tonight, a free show called Smartest Man in the World that Greg podcasts, and you essentially get on stage, and I just prove to everyone that you're smarter than everyone.
Well, I don't think I have to prove it, but yeah. I'm
so
there.
It's a lot of fun. Come with your questions that make you think you're smart, and have some cocktails. There's like a bar.
Oh, yeah. No, there's
going
drinks.
The whole time.
It's fun. It's not, you know, I don't... Not that this room's not fun. Sitting in a box like a Star Trek set is awesome. This is more like a 20s, I don't know, like a louche Russian bar that you'd make an assignation in with someone that you oughtn't be with. Which I then lends it a certain frisson. And by frisson, I mean rubric.
So there's a lot of that shit where you just sit there going, I'm stupid. Are you going to see the new Harry Potter?
I was gonna, and then I remembered I'm cool and old. So, no, I don't want to be arrested when I walk in alone into that theater. Enjoying the show, kids? Terrific film, isn't it? Gosh, that little girl's grown up so fast. And I heard Daniel Radcliffe did Equus. That means he was naked in London. Who's the older fellow? He seems nice.
Around the time of the third one, I said, Hermione puts the bra on Abracadabra. But that was really inappropriate. Now, not so much. Now, it's okay to say it.
Aren't they all college age now?
Or whatever.
I saw the movie this weekend, and now I feel so creepy.
Thanks for that, Mary.
This is the one movie I have been waiting to see.
Harry Potter?
Well, let me just say,
the fourth one.
My assessment of it is that... And this won't make any sense to you because you don't see movies. But it's the Empire Strikes Back of Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. Well, someone I've seen went, Empire Strikes Back.
You have seen Empire
I've
Strikes
seen,
Back.
Well, I've
Remember
seen
how
Greece
when that was
Star
over,
Wars.
You were like, I think the bad guys just won and the good guys are standing around with their dicks in their hand. The other hand, of course. And,
Uh-oh.
No, I've seen Greece and Star Wars. Like
okay,
all
you
the
can't
Star
say,
Wars.
You can't say I saw Empire Strikes Back and then go, yeah, I saw Star Wars.
No, but I'm...
Those are two different movies.
Wait, who are you talking to?
That guy. I can't have this argument with you
who
again.
Who is he talking to?
Well, look, I did see Star Wars, okay? I saw Star Wars, but I also saw the other ones. Including
you've
Empire...
You've seen the whole
Doug,
saga.
Doug, hear me out. If you really want to get into this, we can get into this.
Okay, let me ask you. Did you see Star Wars Legend of the Black Pearl?
I did.
Liar! There isn't a Star Wars Legend of the Black Pearl. Now what do you have to say for yourself? Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. We'll start with Larry and then move on to Greg and then Tig so that Tig has time to refresh your memory on how this game works. And I think you have a chance of winning, Tig. I really do.
Didn't I win last time? I did.
I think you might have, yeah.
By not answering anything?
Yeah. It's a great game for people who don't know anything because you could still win. Who would you like to play for in our audience, Larry Zerner?
I'll play for Annette. She's right.
That's your friend, Annette?
Yeah.
All right. Wow, that is not part of the holiday season. That is not the right attitude. No, I guess playing for your friend's a nice gesture. Tig, who would you like to play for? So a lot of people have... That's what when I said at the beginning nobody has name tags, I wasn't taking into account that people have electronic ones that they would whip out.
That's so cute.
This girl over here has Annie, and she's obviously a copyright infringement. Because she's using the Annie logo from the Broadway show, not the movie, by the way. Tiara is over there wearing her name tag on her head. And what does that one over there say? Joe? Joe, okay.
And then something's happening.
That's high
up
tech.
There?
Somebody's got something up there. And Roozy's ineligible, by the way. Okay, he's here. Well, you can't play anymore, Roozy. I love your signs, but the guests don't know that you're here all the time.
I'm going to play for Tiara.
Tiara, nice choice. And Greg, who would you like to play for?
Annie. Yeah.
All right. The sun will come out.
Tomorrow.
Here we go, Larry. Would you like a motion picture that takes place at Thanksgiving? From at Stenrix, S-T-N-R-I-X on Twitter, he suggested, or she suggested, Cities. This is movies where the title of the movie has the name of a city in it. Or would you like cartoons made into movies that was suggested by at the AVG Joe, the average, I assume that's what that's short for. Or wait, no, it's the A Vagina Joe is what that's short for. So cartoon movies, cities, or Thanksgiving?
I'll take cities.
Okay, here we go. Would you like a city movie from 1990, 1996, or 1997?
1990.
Oh, I like that.
What if
strategy.
It's Sleepless in Seattle?
What if it's Sleepless in Seattle? Then you should guess that when it's your turn.
I can't.
Because you'll be wrong. Okay.
Have we started guessing?
No.
Oh, because Tig already guessed.
Listen, smartest man in the world. 2 stars, Leonard Maltin gives this motion picture with a city in the title. It's from 1990, as I said, and he says that it has 3 dynamic performances and that it commands your attention. And yet somehow it only gets 2 stars. He's a contradiction, that Leonard Maltin. And there are 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Larry Z?
I'll go 6.
Nice opening bid. Greg Proust?
5.
5 names. Now, Tig, you can either drive the bidding down a little bit, or you can say, name that movie, Greg Proops.
Well, what should I do?
I'm going to guess Sleepless in Seattle, so whatever you did.
You could say name that movie to Greg, and he'll guess Sleepless in Seattle, or Sleepless in Seattle. He'll pronounce it correctly, and we'll see what happens. Or you can bid lower and see if Larry wants to try to make you name it.
Name that movie.
Wow, okay.
All right, Greg, here we go. You get, what is it, 5 names? Yeah? Okay, thank you. Thanks for paying attention.
That was just a test, I knew.
Okay, 2 stars. There's a city in the title. It's got 3 dynamic performances. And he says it commands your attention. And your 5 names are Martine Biswicki, Oba Babatunde. Mm. I know I'm pronouncing Oba Babatunde right, because I love that name. I don't know about Martine Biswicki.
That's correct.
That is correct?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tig Notaro. Paul Gleason, of course, we all know him as the dead guy who played the principal in Breakfast Club. Jose Perez and Charles Napier.
Mm.
Those are your 5 names. Do you have any idea, Greg Proops?
We haven't come up to anywhere near the leads of this movie.
You know, there's 4 more names, yeah. And those names would be more helpful, especially those 3 dynamic performers.
Yeah. That's where I'm coming apart a little bit on this one.
If he needs help, can I help him?
Yeah, thank you, Tig.
Yes, please help him.
It's a 19...
Do everything you can to help him get this correct.
1990, is it?
Yeah.
3 dynamic performances.
Yes, and it has this name of a city in the title.
That's what blows Sleepless in Seattle out of the water,
right? It gets
right?
your command.
Because that is only 2 dynamic performances, right?
You didn't think that little fucking kid was dynamic?
I do now. What do you think, Tiggles?
I have no idea.
I'm going to infer from that it's Sleepless in Seattle.
That's incorrect.
I got to guess.
Larry's got to guess.
Miami Blues?
That's correct.
All right.
Nice.
Hey, get in the game next time.
I'm a huge...
Why don't you try to play the game next time?
I'm a huge Oba Babatunde fan.
I'll name you the other
stars. I saw him in Dreamgirls.
He's great.
It's what's her name? That
Jennifer
guy?
Jason
yeah,
Lee.
Yeah, no, Jennifer Jason Lee.
Alec Baldwin at the yeah. top of his
Fred
game.
Ward and John Lithgow
yeah,
and Nora Dunn.
Thin, hairy beast. Okay.
Good Navy. Parts of it.
I love on 30 Rock whenever they show pictures of him when he was young and everyone yeah. just swoons, you know, and he's and then he's standing there all fat. Okay, so who got the point that time? Tig, of course. She's running away with this thing. Get your shit together, guys. We're going to start with Larry again because he wasn't part of that skirmish. Would you like, today is Chris Hardwick's birthday, so in honor of the Nerdist movies that he's in, he's been in a handful of movies. If you're a listener of the podcast, you've heard him talk about them. Another category is from at Really Cheeks, C-H-E-E-K-Z, suggested Best Picture Losers. So that's movies that were nominated for Best Picture, but did not prevail. And then from at DV underscore Ant, DV Ant, zombie movies. Because, you know, Halloween's coming around again. So that I thought it would be a hot topic.
Yeah, there's no stars in zombie movies.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Larry Zerner, of course, is one of the stars of Friday the 13th, Part 3, where they do have stars.
Hardly.
They get the big names for the Friday the 13th movies. So what do you think, Shelley? Don't be an asshole!
I am a regular listener to The Nerdist, so I'll go with Chris Hardwick
movies. All right, here we go. Would you like a Chris Hardwick movie? Now, when I say that, I mean he appears briefly. Let's not get crazy. From 2003, 2004, or
2009? 2003.
Okay.
And 2009 would have been easier.
It's easier for you to remember movies you never saw more recently?
That's correct.
Okay, 2003.
There's a certain logic to that.
There is, right? Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. Okay, Leonard. Do what you got to do, Leonard. A lot of people like it.
I thought you said Leno.
Jay Leno gave it 3 stars also. He was like, there's only a couple of good cars in there. Okay, would you like some clues? Let me give you some clues. He says that there's lots of large-scale action. And he says that the effects are impressive. Large-scale action, impressive
There goes my Night of a Thousand Corpses guess.
You know, when you play out loud like that, you're only hurting yourself.
You didn't give that movie 3 stars.
No, that's true. He did not do that.
How many names?
He gave Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Leonard gave that bomb.
Yeah.
That's intense. But Leonard also, he said the other day on the Kevin Pollak chat show that he doesn't like scary movies. And it's like, how can you give a bomb to a movie that you're too much of a pussy to see? Okay, here we go. But he did say that the arm cutting off in 127 hours is that it's not that bad, that you can get through it, because people have been fainting at screenings. Okay, I just thought I'd give you guys a little news you could use. 7 names, Larry Zerner. How many names do you think you can get it in?
7.
Okay, now you're not here to play.
I'm here to play.
Because you probably have a good idea what this is, or you will. Greg?
6.
Tig.
Make a lower one and let Larry do it, Tig. That's how the game will be better.
So is it better to pick like 5 or 1?
Well, you
can,
if you go 1, you're going to have to do it, I think.
Yeah, if you go 1, Larry's going to say name that movie because he's no stupid.
5. 5?
She right. says 5.
4.
Larry says 4.
Larry, name that movie.
All right, Larry. Stepping up to the plate. Would you like the clues again? Action, special effects.
Great.
3 stars, 2003.
Great.
Christopher Lawford was in this movie. Never heard from again. Mark Famiglietti? 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 Yeah, exactly. Who cares? I don't know how you pronounce her first name, but her last name is Loken. Christina or Christana? Christana Loken? And your fourth name is David Andrews. But I think that third name, that should be the one to give it away.
Yes. It's T3.
T3.
Yes, say the whole title.
Sweet. Terminator 3.
What's the rest of it? Terminator 3, then what? No, that's good enough. Rise of the Machines. Rise of the Machines. Yay, Larry Zerner got a point.
Yay.
See, that one wasn't T3 Curse of the Black Pearl?
No. All right, Greg, you get to pick a category. Thanksgiving, cartoons made into movies, or Best Picture losers?
Annie?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Good call, because I'll have to ditch this category next week. Okay, would you like a Thanksgiving movie, a Thanksgiving set movie from 95, 97, or 2003?
I'm going to go against Tig's theory and go 95.
Okay. They should teach Tig's theory in school. Two stars from Leonard. Can't disagree. He calls it dreary. And then he says, this is the last line of the review, and I love it. Why would anyone want to spend time with these people? And then, but then still two stars. I hated those people. Two stars. And there are 13 names.
Oh, six. Let's start there.
Okay. Greg says six. Oh, Larry of Zerner.
No, it's two.
What? Go around this way, right? Where was it this way? Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Tig.
Five.
Five names, she says.
Name that movie.
Oh, shit. Oh, Larry's going for the win. Who you played for, Larry? Oh, your friend. This crowd is going to turn
against
you.
I should have strategized that one more.
Tiara,
13,
I'm sorry.
The names are blah, blah, blee, blee.
Right.
Who cares? Who gives a shit? And fuck it. Name that movie.
I think I know which one this is. I
do really
do. From
it's
the description.
Sean Hatosi, Amy Yazbek, David Strathairn, Austin Pendleton, and Claire Danes. Yeah,
no.
Ooh, Claire Danes.
Someone does, though.
So,
I just heard
any idea at all?
Gulp of recognition.
Try to think of what a movie about Thanksgiving might be called. That might bring it.
It's not Whip It.
It's not Whip It. Yeah, let's narrow it down. Name every movie that you can think of.
A movie about Thanksgiving would be called...
Turkey Fuckers?
Meet the Turkey Fuckers?
Turkey Fuckers?
T3 Rise of the Turkey Fucker?
Larry!
Did he get it?
All right, we gotta go. That's the right answer. It's T3 Rise of the Turkey Fuckers. I wanna make that movie.
Four weddings and a turkey fucker.
November?
Oh, that's a good way to go. That would have been smart, November 20, whatever, because it's a different day every year.
Right. That doesn't quite work.
Okay, does anybody think
was
they
that
know
not
it?
It?
That's not it.
I think I know.
Steve Guttenberg? Greg?
Is it Thanksgiving Day?
No. Cynthia Stevenson, Geraldine Chaplin, Dylan McDermott, Charles Durning, Anne Bancroft, Robert Downey Jr., and Holly Hunter, Home for the Holidays, directed by Jodie Foster. Yeah. So Annette's excited, and everyone else is like, meh. But Annette is our winner. Congratulations. Larry did it for you. You get a poster of Tig had a comedy festival that was a one annual. And I'm not even going to say the name of it, because why promote that name, right? Because you're not doing that anymore. But she's going to sign it for you, Annette.
Only if you want her to sign it.
She doesn't want to force it on you. If you'd rather have her poster without her name on
it,
by all means, do say
and
so.
No offense taken if you don't want me
just
writing
it. Just sign it. She would love it. She's so excited that you're going to sign it. Larry brought Friday the 13th, and this is very nice of you. He brought part 4 and 6?
5.
5 and 6. Yeah. Wait. Or 4 and 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, final chapter was 4. See, there's no number on there. Don't fuck with me. Like you're fucking with me.
And I know Annette's
and
never
six
seen
is
it.
And 6 is Jason Lives, part 6. But they have 3D covers, so those are amazing. And thank you for bringing those, and thank you for not bringing the one you're in. It worked out good for Annette. She's probably tired of looking at it. And you got copies of both of my, two of my CDs, Hypocritical Oath and Professional Humoridian. You got, oh, there's your poster. It says Tig's autograph on it.
Yeah.
That's great, the way you authenticate it right there on the spot. She doesn't have to go to some highfalutin appraiser. Copy of Super Jaime. And then also, this is very exciting, my friends wrote a book called Reefer Movie Madness, The Ultimate Stoner Guide to Film, or Stoner Film Guide, and by Shirley Halperin and Steve Bloom. And so you're going to get a copy of that. There's a little interview with me in there and a bunch of articles about pot movies. Do you guys, while I find out who the losers, and they're not losers, they're just not winners, I'm going to ask them who they want me to call a shithead. Well, you guys, tell us what you have to plug. Start with Greg. You got some gigs coming up you want to tell us about?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing the podcast tomorrow, which no one who's listening will be able to go to, but I invite you people, if you will, to Bar Lubitsch in scintillating West Hollywood. You'll also get a copy of my CD. It'll be cyber-knotted to you. And then I'll be on the Doug Benson Interruption with Miss Tig Notaro on December 10th on Comedy Central.
Awesome.
Over there, too? Right there. Keep talking, you guys.
Oh, I will be on Community next week. Thank you. I'll be at the Improv with Doug on Saturday night, late show.
And yeah, the guests are all going to be a surprise, but that's cool. I can't even believe these names they just gave.
Oh, and the
me.
Other thing, real quick, I'm filming shows in living rooms. If you have any interest in us doing a show in your living room...
That would be awesome. I love that. So yeah. They just contact you how?
There's a Facebook page. I can't even remember what it's called.
But if you go on Facebook and search Tig, we'll probably find
it.
Right? You're not doing this like anonymously. It's for Comedy Central. And it's you will go to their house.
And then I do a show at your living room, and then I bring a surprise friend of mine to drop into your living room, and you have to upload.
It's going to be me. We might as well let the cat out of the bag right now.
Wasn't it supposed to be a surprise?
Can I plug?
You have to make a 2-minute video showing your house and why we should come to your house. So.
Oh, like you make your own cribs and then send it in.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Larry, what do you got coming up?
Well, if you're an actor or
any
writer...
Any interesting litigation?
Or I am doing some interesting cases, but if you need a lawyer, look me up at ZernerLaw.com. And I have a movie coming out next year with Brian Posehn and Danny Putty from Community. It's called The Knights of Badassdom. And it's
directed by Joe, right?
Directed by Joe Lynch.
Yeah.
And Steve Zahn and Ryan Kwanten and Summer Glau. It's going to be... look for it next October, probably.
Nice.
Sweet.
You'll be back on before then, next October. Jesus, that's forever ago.
Are you doing law in the movie?
No, I just have a cameo yelling at Brian Posehn.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I should also mention that when I played the Leonard Maltin game on Kevin Pollak's chat show, Sam Levine got the movie 15 Minutes in negative two names. And then he named De Niro and Edward Burns in order. And so he immediately got a place in the next tournament of championships. So look for Sam Levine there. And thanks again to my guests, Greg Proops, Tig Notaro, the legendary Larry Zerner.
Thanks, Greg.
Let me get a picture of you guys. But as always, Narek is this shithead? Yeah, this girl went out with a person named Narek. And Brad Drennan. Is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.